Welcome to today's podcast, Fantastic with Matthew Wells and Josiah Henry. We're joined today by Dr. Beach, our show's psychiatrist. Let's see what they have to say today.
Welcome to today's podcast. We're joined today by my cousin, this is Josiah, by the way, my cousin Paul, visiting from San Francisco.
San Francisco, ladies and gentlemen. That's
Hi,
like,
Paul.
It's like 5,000 miles
yes.
away.
That's like Dr. McAllister.
Hello, Bruce.
It's you to explain yourselves.
Dr. McAllister's first name is Bruce, and so whenever they introduce him in chapel, they're like, today we're going to have Bruce McAllister speaking, and I... Actually, one time in chapel, I texted Colson, and I was like, hello, Bruce. But don't
tell
me.
Well, now that we all know that Josiah texts people during chapel.
Speaking of which, they are making a Finding Dory.
Ridiculous.
Or so the rumor is. I still haven't believed in this stuff. That was the day after April Fool's, wasn't it, that was announced?
Yes.
And the little background behind it is the same as Finding Nemo. Yeah. It looks like exactly the same. There's
yeah.
no way it's real.
No, it's true.
I don't believe it.
I knew they were going to make a sequel.
Call me Doubting Thomas.
Doubting Thomas.
Thank you.
Nemo has not been found.
Oh, hello, Ben.
And then, what was it? Oh, yeah, and then they're making...
Sorry, Ben. I had no other way to like...
We have been blessed with the aura of Benjamin Fink.
And the awkwardness that occurs with that.
As he messes up other people's laptops.
See, okay, behind us we have a guy sitting at the table. His laptop is plugged in, but this whole pathway is, like, obstructed by his laptop cord, and he tripped over it. That was hilarious.
I knew that would happen. And of course it would be Ben that would do it, out of all the people in the world.
Okay, you know what's funny? They're making a movie called Planes. It's called, like, The World Above Cars.
What?
I'm not telling you.
That sounds like so much fun.
You have a 6 week.
San Francisco.
Unemployment rate as of December.
What unemployment rate?
6.5. The population is 812,000.
All right, boring
people.
Dr. Beach. Boring.
The local time is 1:43.
Yes,
so, how is San Francisco life?
Beautiful.
Is it? Is it
warm? 31.9 square miles of it.
Is it squished?
Squished?
Have you been across
just
the Golden Gate Bridge?
It was in 1776 when it was founded.
No, it wasn't squished if it was founded then. Mm-hmm. That would be like putting up a whole city in one day.
It's founded because of the gold rush.
Gold rush? Gold rush days?
No.
Oh,
yeah, that's why
sorry.
The city grew up so fast.
Because
and
of gold rush days.
And that. Because of the cooling winds that are going currently at 15 miles per hour.
I'm getting so bored.
It's 61 degrees. With 64%
humidity. So is it warm all year round?
Yes.
It's 16
except
degrees Celsius
except
warm.
Except in the winter. Except a couple of times throughout the year.
Yes. Do you get snow
Dr.
ever?
Bob like to say.
Never snow.
That should be like
as a great man once said.
That should be our commercial. Is 16 degrees Celsius warm? Does Dr. Bob like to say?
That's kind of rude. Do you work for NASA? NASA. NASA.
NASA.
That's a city. He works for Wanilo.
Bless you. Wanilo.
So, I hear in San Francisco that there is this bridge.
There's a bridge.
Tell us about it.
It's pretty long. It's about 3 miles long.
Why is it called the Golden Gate Bridge if
because
it's
red?
It's the Golden Gate to America.
Pro.
It spans the Golden Gate.
Well, that's not gold
so,
at all.
So wait, but wait, where does
but
it lead?
It leads to the land of prosperity.
Yes, but where is it coming from? If it's leading to America, where is it coming from?
If California is a land of prosperity.
It's coming from China.
Yeah, bro.
There's 2 miles between San Francisco and China. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first.
No, that is incorrect. Where does Hawaii fit?
Hawaii is part of America already.
I'm so confused.
Paul.
Breaking news here.
Anyway.
Every second.
Whoa, it's part of Hawaii? No way!
Hawaii is part of America.
So, Paul, what is the company you work for? What is it called?
Wanilo.
Didn't we just say this 5 seconds ago?
Yeah, so here's to explain what it is.
It stands for Want, Need, Love.
Want, Need, Love.
It's kind of like, what would you say it's like
I
a combination of, like, Pinterest and Amazon?
You could say it's like
Pinterest
with a business model.
But it's not. It's Wanilo.
It's Wanilo. It's not.
Way better.
Not
so, is it like...
the sound and give it to our
viewers. Colton. Is it like a, you can go into a high-rise and... It is that like you're working a what in the world? You're working
a
skyscraper.
Stop it, Josiah.
That was not me.
It's not authentic at all. Does that sound like something you'd hear
apparently
in downtown?
Apparently, it is authentic because he just played it on his motorcycle or whatever that was.
Stop your acting.
Back to my original question. Is your company like headquartered in a fancy building, like the Transamerica Pyramid, which is the tallest building in San Francisco? Oh, the Giants Stadium.
That's right. Like the New York Giants!
No, what's who plays there?
Knock, knock,
what? Is it a baseball team? Wait, the New York Giants moved to San Francisco. Yes. Why?
What?
They were bought by somebody there. Look at the Giants.
That is insane. We're literally learning all this new material that we never even heard of.
Great. Well, we're so glad our listeners learned this too.
Paul, you're a wealth of information.
Wealth.
Just springing up.
Wait. Do you live in a fancy high rise? Do you live in the Transamerica Pyramid?
No.
Have you been on a trolley?
I have not.
Have you been?
Oh my word! It's like a New Yorker not going to the Statue of Liberty.
Have you been to Alcatraz?
Have a fantastic Friday. Hope you enjoyed it.